Hi, this is Morning Marcus, and my guest for this segment is Allison Chavez. Allison is a miracles and transformation mentor and energy practitioner specializing in teaching others how to make miracles and transform their lives. Using the Simply Healed method of energy work, Allison quickly locates the false limiting beliefs that are holding people back and keeping them playing small in their lives. By removing these blocks and then reprogramming the mindset from mediocrity to miracles, clients can much more quickly and easily hold the vibrations that lead to transformation and ultimately create miracle after miracle after miracle. And by educating her clients about the correct way to use immutable universal laws of creation, they are empowered to live life on their own terms. You can visit her at AllisonChavez.com. So welcome, Allison.
Hey, thanks, Marnie. It's exciting to be here.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, I was reading your bio, and I was thinking, hey, I wonder if that energy clearing she did for me at that, we went to a refresher course on Simply Healed together, and you cleared some of my man issues when we were together, and I'm like, huh, maybe that's why I got my miracle man.
Hey, I'm happy to step into that space for you. You bet. I'd like to think I had a little bit to do with it. Absolutely.
That was a long string of clearings, let me tell you.
But worth it. Because he's remarkable.
Yeah. Did a lot of work to find that fella.
So, yeah, definitely. They're worth it, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about you and your husband, how y'all met, his name and everything, and just a little bit of your story.
Awesome. Oh, good. I was going to ask, can I tell you a little bit of the longer version rather than the short version of
sure.
how we met? So awesome. The short version is we met in church, but it's so much more juicy than just meeting in church. So my husband's name is Jeremy, and we actually just celebrated our 19th wedding anniversary earlier this week. So yay, go us! My dad didn't think we would last 2 months. So, you know, there you go, Dad, 19 years later. I am a soloist, and so my uncle was the ecclesiastical leader in my husband's congregation. We're Mormon, so he was a bishop of his ward. And they asked me to come sing for a conference that they were holding for church. And so I was 20, and what do? When you're 20 and you're single and you're Mormon, you go to church and you troll for guys. And so that's what I was doing. So I got up there to sing, and I'm looking around the congregation for any hot guys, and I hone in on this really good-looking guy in the third row from the front, and I'm like, woo, hot guy over there. And so I sang my song, and I really like my smile. I'll just, I won't be modest about it. I love my smile. And so I was like, he needs to see my full-on smile. So in the interlude of the song, I full teeth on smiled at him, and he just was kind of looking at me with a little bit of interest. I finished my song. I sat down, and I thought, you know, I've always just kind of wanted to do something like on the fly, because I'm sure I will never see him again. I've always wanted to be like this shameless flirt, but never felt comfortable doing that. And so I looked over to see where he was, and he just happened to lean forward and look where I was sitting at the same time. And so I waved at him, and I winked. Because I figured, there's no harm in this, right? I'll never see him again. And after the meeting was over, he actually came up to me and he said, my mom really loved that song you sang. Can we get the sheet music? So, you know, I didn't want to be too forward at that point. I was like, sure, you know, I'm happy to either drop it off at your house later on today, or I can give it to my aunt and she can give it to your mom. So he had an appropriate out. And he was like, oh, nah, you can bring it on by. So I went over to his house that night. Long story short, he invited me to go water skiing with him and some friends the following Friday. And I was like, well, hey, it's free water skiing and free food and a free date, so I might as well go. And 5 weeks later, we were engaged. 7 weeks later, we were married. And 2 months later, I was pregnant. So just inside 3 months, we met, got engaged, and were married. And 19
I can relate to that one.
Yeah. It was really fast with your man, too.
Yeah. Well, that's a fun story.
Thanks, I like it.
So Allison, the shameless flirt with her smile, won him over. And a song. Hey, you had
a
sing
smile and a song. Yep, and a little wink. That's all it takes.
What was the song? I got to know.
Come Unto Him. It was a seminary song
for
that year. So, yeah, Google it sometime. It's an awesome little song.